This is a commutation phase one hearing for Abram Benitez, ADC number 311145. Mr. Benitez is 26 years old, and he is serving two sentences, both for aggravated assault, for 7.5 years each. One count of endangerment for 1.5 years has expired, and these were all part of the same cause number. The incident, just in a brief summary, involves a road rage incident with the victims. Mr. Benitez waved a handgun and pointed the gun at them on several occasions and fired two gunshots at their vehicle. The victims had their infant child in the vehicle at the time. Mr. Benitez has taken functional literacy and parenting programming while he's been incarcerated, to his credit. He has received two major disciplines. One of those was disobeying an order in September 22nd of 2016, and the other tattoo violation June 29th of 2017. His conviction was accomplished by jury trial on April 25th of 2016, and he did appeal his conviction, and on July 11th of 2017, his conviction was upheld or affirmed. He currently has a community supervision begin date of September 6th of 2022, community supervision end date of September 30th, 2023. He's asking for a reduction in his sentence, and I neglected to write that number in, but I will see it. It's 8 months. He's asking for an 8-month reduction in his sentence, and that, if that was to be granted, it would give him a revised sentence end date of February 13th, 2022. He's requesting commutation of his sentence on this because he of his assertion that his daughter needs him at home. As to whether the sentence is excessive, Mr. Benitez received the presumptive sentence of 7.5 years on the two counts, count three, which was aggravated assault, count four, aggravated assault, and on count five, endangerment, he received the presumptive also, which was 1.5 years. He could have received a 5-year minimum presumptive, 7.5, a maximum of 15 years. And I would also note that his sentences were run concurrently. Had they been run consecutively, he could potentially have been looking at considerably more time, as much as possibly 30 years. We also have, I wanted to note for the record, we have a letter dated April 1st, 2019 from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, and the Maricopa County Attorney's Office objects to a commutation of his sentence because his convictions involve violent offenses and the use or display of a handgun. And the county attorney also notes that the sentences were appropriate as they have been appealed, and the appeals court upheld the convictions. The letter also cites that a 2-month-old child was in the car at the time that this crime was committed. Based on these factors, I did also want to mention, and I neglected to mention, that we have 8 support letters in the packet, and we have several people in support. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in support in the room today. But based on the nature of the crime, the firm objection from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, and the fact that he could have received a considerably more sentence, I'm not seeing the sentence as excessive, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members, any comments from board members. then I'm going to make a motion that that we not pass the application of Mr. Adrian Benitez, ABC number 311145, that we not pass the application for phase two. Motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright, agreeing Ms. McNeil and Mr. Quinones, and that will conclude the hearing at this time. Thank you, fellow board members.